Many abortion providers shut down after a Supreme Court ruling this year. The morning after that ruling, our colleague Leila Fadel was on the sidewalk outside one of those clinics, and more have shut down since. But in Maryland, two women are going the other way, opening a clinic in a state where abortion is still legal. Here's NPR's Melissa Block.
It's the last week in July. A moving truck maneuvers up to a brick office complex outside Washington, D.C.
There you go.
Inside the truck, it's packed with shrink-wrapped equipment, an ultrasound machine, recovery room chairs, surgical instruments, boxes upon boxes.
I'm looking at this and really glad we got the 26-foot truck because it's a ton of stuff.
The entire workings of a clinic, says Dr. Diane Horvath. She's an OBGYN and co-owner of Partners in Abortion Care, which is gearing up to open after Labor Day. They bought all this equipment secondhand from a clinic in Georgia that shut down in June after 40 years providing abortions. Georgia now bans most abortions after about 6 weeks. Whew. Watching volunteers move everything into the clinic, Horvath tears up as she embraces her business partner, Morgan Nuzzo.
I was thinking about how Georgia lost access to abortion, like, this week, and we're getting this equipment from them. So, it feels very heavy.
When it opens, this clinic will be one of only a handful in the country that offer abortions into the third trimester. In their case, says Horvath, up to 34 weeks gestation.
Every time we draw a line and we say, no more abortions after this point, someone's going to fall on the other side of that line and they're going to be harmed.
The clinic expects to treat an influx of people coming north from states with new abortion bans. It could be someone whose fetus has serious anomalies that are often only discovered later in pregnancy, or a patient whose continued pregnancy threatens their health. Along with those cases, says Dr. Horvath,
we're definitely also going to be seeing people who wanted an abortion 2 or 3 months ago and could not navigate the web of restrictions, or could not come up with the funding, or could not get transportation, or childcare, or time off of work. And that's a really common story.
Her co-owner, Morgan Nuzzo, a certified nurse midwife, compares it to opening floodgates.
Somebody was saying the other day that a clinic in Maryland got 6,000 calls from patients in Georgia. That's a daunting thing, right? To think that you're just standing there holding the gates closed and just waiting for a flood of people to come in need.
Nuzzo thinks about all the patients she's seen in her 8 years working in clinics. Often, they're really young.
The worst things that you can imagine happening to people have happened to the people that I've taken care of. Kidnappings, rape, incest, every type of abuse. And then the whole flip side of finding out that something horrible has happened to the pregnancy that you thought was going to be okay.
Because theirs will be an all-trimester clinic, the owners believe it's more likely to be the target of violence. So it's being fortified with layers of extra security, cameras, panic buttons. On this day, the front windows are getting coated with thick tinted film.
It will give you some time to prepare in the event of, or at least hold the glass together, somebody breaks the glass or something along those lines.
Okay.
According to the National Abortion Federation, there has been a steady rise in harassment and violence against abortion providers in recent years. Burglaries, clinic invasions, and the threat of murder looms constantly. 11 people have been killed in attacks on clinics and providers since 1993.
Yeah, that's scary.
This is Morgan Nuzzo.
It's very hard to continue to do work when you think about all the violence that's directed at you. And it's not imagined. It's not made up. They want to kill us. They want to shoot us.
Which is why, Diane Horvath says, they think about security at every step.
I'm looking around all the time. I'm making sure that I have an awareness of all of my surroundings. I don't want to normalize it because it's not normal, but I still come to work. And I do this job because it's too important to not do it. I mean, the whole point of terrorism is to make you afraid.
To launch, the partners have patched together funding. The women in Nuzzo's book group donated $15,000.
These aren't people who have gobs of money. These are people who did it because it was important.
A GoFundMe campaign has brought in more than $360,000. They got a small business loan and a foundation grant. When I visit the clinic again in mid-August, their hopes of opening right after Labor Day are mired in red tape.
I have not heard back from the state. I'm going to call them today and just be like, hey, it's been almost 7 days.
Horvath is frustrated by delays getting the application for their state healthcare license.
This is very time sensitive for us, as you can imagine. We have a lot of people that need this care and have very few other options. And so I'm like, come on, guys, like we really need to get this together.
In the meantime, as they wait to open, there are medical instruments to sort and new staff to train, including two nurses, Paige and Kayla, who ask that we use only their first names out of security concerns. Before coming here, they both worked on maternity wards in labor and delivery. Kayla says offering abortion through all trimesters is providing basic essential health care.
I know that it can be controversial to some people, but it is part of the scope of women's health, and I am very passionate about women's health, and I'm very passionate about safe abortion care.
For Paige, this summer's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade was a turning point.
This June, I walked out of my grandfather's funeral and turned my phone on to the decision, blasted all over my phone.
You're talking about the Dobbs decision.
Correct, correct. And it was kind of like the slap in the face I needed of like, why am I not doing this? How many people are lucky enough to have the education, have the skills, and have the passion to be able to do something about it in such a personal level?
The clinic's owners say they feel called to do this work. Morgan Nuzzo would like people to understand this.
You know, we're not monsters. We're trying to help people. Really, really, really trying to help people who are in absolutely unimaginable situations.
By talking about their work, she says, maybe it can help dissolve the stigma around later abortion and the people who seek it. Melissa Block, NPR News.